Hello, this is Pastor Cal Hampton. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to our Second Mile podcast. It is my prayer that the Spirit of God might just enliven your spirit so that you might get a word from heaven today. And as always, you have an invite to come and worship with us down here at Second Mile Church on 804 Riverside Drive in Clarksville. May the Lord bless you. Thank you. Y'all, hey guys, can y'all hear me in the back?
Yes, sir.
All right. Y'all can be seated just for a moment if you can. I just want you all to know how blessed we are. Did everybody drown at the Venture River Park yesterday? Where is everybody? Mercy me. But y'all are here. Look at your neighbor and say, you're here. That's right. And if the Holy Spirit shows up, he's the one we want here. But Jonathan Wilburn is in concert with us today. We look forward to this every summer. Jonathan's been here 3 or 4 years in a row. He's not a stranger to Second Mile Church. He loves this church. And I've been knowing and listening to the Wilburn family for years. They're just a blessed, musically inclined family. And Jonathan's got his dear bride with him. He's got his reprobate brother with him. And if all the Wilburns would just stand so we could give y'all a bless. Yeah. There's Joe. Okay. Amen. And Jonathan's going to come and minister to us in just a moment. But I remember him singing with, he was the lead singer for Gold City for 14, 15 years, something like that. And God's just blessed his ministry, and now he's traveling all over the place. You'll hear more about that later. God's really using him during these days, and I think you'll sense the presence and the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit on him today. I've just been so blessed to get to know the whole Wilburn family, and it's a real blessing to have you. I'm gonna pray for us. And then y'all going to welcome Jonathan to the platform up here at Second Mile Church. Amen. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for this opportunity we have this morning to make much of Jesus. Every time we get together, Lord, we're getting in practice for what's going to take place for all of eternity. God, would you give us a glimpse of the glory this morning? Would your spirit just pour out on us this morning, whatever it is that you want to say and do through your servant. I thank you so much for Jonathan and his ministry. Lord, he's such a blessing to my spirit and my heart. And I ask God that you would just use him in a powerful way. But Lord, we need to experience Jesus. We need a word from heaven today. Oh God, encourage our hearts in these tough days. And I realize, Lord, the scripture says that we're not just in the last days, we're in the last hours before the Lord's return. But I believe, God, you're doing something powerful right now during these days here in Clarksville and here at this church. And so I pray that everything that's done here might bring great glory and honor and praise to our Savior. It's in Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Y'all welcome Jonathan this morning.
Let me hear you this morning. Have you seen the light? I'm thankful as a 9-year-old boy. I bowed on my heart, I bowed on my knees and gave my heart to Jesus Christ. And that day I saw the light of Jesus. And I asked God every day to let me be a light for him. Let me be a light for him and shine in this present darkness that we're living in. How many of you realize we are light in a dark world? We are salt in a world that's lost its savor. I'm so thankful that God's word is still God's word. It's still true. It will stand when the world is on fire. There's nothing that's better than knowing Jesus Christ. It's the greatest existence on the face of this earth. If it's the most wonderful thing you could ever imagine. And some people say, well, if I get saved, I'll have to give up too much. Oh, my goodness. You're going to lose those things that you'll want to give up after you get saved. And you'll gain the things that make you feel and make you walk in a way that will be pleasing unto the Lord and will make life not a bed of roses, but you'll have something you can hang on to. I heard one preacher say, it's good to live with, but it's better to die with, and that's Jesus. Amen. She gets it. Brother Cal, you were talking about singing with my parents in Gold City. And I used to be able to sing a fast song like that and turn around and sing another song. Now I turn around and it's like old blind Bartimaeus. I said, Lord, Lord, have mercy on me. What a blessing it is to be back at Second Mile. I love seeing every one of you come in the door. Isn't God good? This is a place of refuge, a place of hope. It's a place of excitement because Jesus Christ lives. He reigns forever, and he lives within our hearts. He walks with me and he talks with me. And I'm thankful this morning that I've come. It's good to be with other believers. I go to some places and they look at me like I've got two heads. Y'all ever heard the saying, like the hogs has ate the little brother? I'm glad to see the smiles and the joy of the Lord. There is joy in serving Jesus. There is joy, great joy. I've got a song that's on my heart, and I went to Israel with a friend by the name of Bill Warren, and Sandra and I. By the way, my wife, Sandra, we've been married 38 years, is that right? Yay, I got it right. Stand up. This is my wife, Sandra. And we had the opportunity, a man took us to Israel in 2019. And we went to the tomb, of the Garden Tomb, just outside of Jerusalem there. And we were standing in line, and we finally, after about 30 minutes, it wasn't a very busy day, and after about 30 minutes, we got to visit the tomb. And I go in there, and Big Bill, he's a Vietnam veteran, and he's a big man. He's about 6'4", and weighs about 290, I'd say. He's just a big guy. And we were about to turn around and leave after we viewed, and I noticed all the people left, and it kind of got dim, like someone was blocking the door. And I look up, and it's Bill. And it's Bill and me. And that's all that's left in there. He said, I said, what's going on, Bill? He said, are you going to sing? And I said, he said, and that's what he does. He said, well, you've talked about singing in the tomb. Right now is your chance. I'm blocking the door and nobody's getting in here. So I began to sing, and I sang the song I'm going to sing next. And when I came out, this lady, she said, you can't do that. Bill went, he just did. And he was about to walk off. We turned around and he said, ma'am, I stood in line for 30 minutes. Listen to that Muslim up there in that tower squall and holler on that loudspeaker. And he said, and here we stand at the tomb of Jesus. He's not dead, he's risen, he's alive, and I want my friend to sing his praises. And this is the song that we sing. You know, when you've got a crowd like this to sing to that is enjoying it and expressing their love for Christ, and we're just kind of reciprocating our love for one another, it makes you want to just sing. Amen. And I've got a new album. It's called Songs from the Front Pew. And there's a Pentecostal, that's the Pentecostal version, is Songs from the Front Pew. The Baptist version is Songs from the Back Pew. And then everybody else kind of falls in the middle pews. So I got ones called Songs from the Middle Pews. I'm just kidding. I do have a new album. It's called Songs from the Front Pew. And every time I think about this album, I think about Dad. And I would sit on about the third row with Mom. And anybody ever sat with your mom back in the day? And you know, my mom, if I got out of line, she would pinch the back of my arm. And I mean, you'd be like, ah, and you'd look at her and she'd be going, if you want me, praise God. Yeah, I mean, she looks up, praise the Lord, amen. If you do not settle down, I'm gonna, amen, amen, hallelujah. Just smile. And then when, you know, then when it was, then she just kind of turned, I will get you, I want you. And then the dreaded words, if you do not calm down, I'm going to send you to sit with your daddy. Anybody ever seen that movie called The Green Mile? That's what it was like if you had to walk up there and sit with daddy. I'm walking the Green Mile. You just knew that was it. It was over. Life as you knew it was ending. You better have your heart right with Jesus going to sit with daddy. So I would sneak up there, and he'd be up there with his legs crossed, and he'd have on those Elvis zipper boots. Daddy was cool. I bet I'm the only daddy who was a deacon, a song director, and a preacher that went to church on a chopper. That's right, with a suit, his suit coattail. We've got a picture of it. And boy, Daddy, he was ready. I'm proud of my dad. But he meant for you to sit still and act right. And if Mama got upset, listen, God help our house if he ever came home and Mama went, Jackie, you're going to have to do something about these boys. He didn't even have to know what we did. And it was over. Well, we went up there and we'd sneak in right there. I'd snuck in right there next to him and hoping he didn't know I was there. He'd be thumbing through that book looking for what we were going to sing for the altar call. And all of a sudden he'd put his arm around me. He'd go, son, why are you up here? I don't know, Daddy. And I remember one time he said, well, we're going to find out in a little bit, aren't we? I knew right then it was over. Turn out the lights, the party's over. They say all good things. And right there, buddy, I knew that it was over. And all the way home, I would peek in. See, we had that big old Chrysler, and all the way home, I'd peek in that side where Mama was sitting. I'd go, Mama, do you think you can get Daddy not to whoop me? It worked every now and then. Had mercy. But I'm thankful for my raising. I'm thankful for a mom and dad that taught me right from wrong. But more than anything, taught me to love Jesus and love people. And that's a trait of our family. Because not because we're good. It's because of who is in us is good. Amen. There's nothing good about any of us unless we know Jesus. And that's it. And I love this next song. Now, this is an old one. This goes way back. And some of y'all, you know, you may have never heard this, but Ferlin Husky was the first one I heard sing this song. Now, some of you kids are going, what is a husky? What's a Ferlin? Google it. But now you folks that are a little older and a little bit gray-headed on top, y'all have heard this song right here, and I believe you'll enjoy it if I can find it. Amen. There's a man that came in, I can't remember who the fellow was, and he said, I wondered what you was running for. Because I've got on my red, white, and blue, I didn't even think about it, and I've got red, white, and blue t-shirt, and a red, white, and blue cup back there, and a red, white, and blue hat, and he said, what are you running for? And the only thing I could think of was Jesus. I've been running for Jesus for a long time. And I'm thankful that he is my sustainer. I'm not looking for the government to sustain me. I'm not looking for any special vote or bill. The only true thing that can sustain us is Jesus Christ. There's a hole in the heart of America that only Jesus can fill. I have my preferences of who I want to vote for and all those kind of things. But when it comes right down to it, I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. And the Bible says through him all things are possible. That's not a campaign slogan. That's a truth that comes from a man who cannot tell a lie. She gets it again. Do the rest of you get it? If you're going to clap, clap. There's only one real truth, and it's the Word of God. And I'm depending on that. I'm not depending on any the next bill or the next vote. I'm not depending on that. I want you to hear me real close, friends and neighbors. If you depend on man, man will let you down. I'm depending on God no matter what. He's never let me down. But there's a hole in the heart of America that only God can fill. And we need Him to show up in a mighty way. We need His presence. We need His Spirit. This is a song that I told Jay I was thinking about singing this morning. And when I walked in and saw the flag, I knew I was going to sing it. Because we don't need Russia to bless us. We don't need China to bless us. We don't need our oil to bless us. We don't need our economy to bless us. God has it all in the palm of His hand. The Bible says He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He owns it all anyway. I'm depending on Him no matter what. No matter what. He will bring us through no matter what. If you hold the nail-scarred hand of Jesus Christ, you will make it. If you do it with your own understanding, if you start following something else that man has made, it'll fail every time. But God's never failed. I want to ask this morning, and I thank God for our veterans. I'm a patriot. I am patriotic to the core. And I thank God for the men and women who have paid the price that I can worship and proclaim the name of Jesus here at Second Mile this morning. There's countries where you can't. They will kill you. They will shoot you. They will put you in jail. But in America, we have freedom because men and women thought it a worthy cause that we have the freedom to worship a true and a living God. If you are one of those men and women who fought for our country, a veteran of the United States of America, I wish you would stand. Please stand here this morning. Come on, we can do better than that. Amen. Let me get my King James Bible iPhone out. I dare you to go to the Apple store and say, hey, I want that King James iPhone. I was reading the other, can y'all care if I get a drink of water?
I don't care if you care or not. I'm gonna get one.
We've got Sunday school coming up, and I don't want to hinder anything that's going on here today. I love this church, love your pastor. But I was reading, and this isn't in Revelation, this is in Luke, 21st chapter, 25th verse through the 28th verse. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity. Think about those, with perplexity. Has there ever been a more confused time in our history? Across the globe. The sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. Global warming has tried to explain it. The atmosphere, all these things. But in the Word of God, it's telling us God is allowing these things to happen. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then... And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Church, it's not going to be long till we're going to get out of this land of sin and sorrow. Our conqueror, our Savior, the Bible says he's going to come back with power and great glory. He's not coming back as a little lamb to be slain again. He's not coming back to be spat upon or mocked or abused. He's coming back with power. The Bible says that every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Every tribe and every tongue is going to recognize that he is the great I am. And I'm glad I know him this morning, and I'm ready for the midnight cry. This is for Brother Cameron. Praise his name. Praise his name. His name is worthy to be praised. I asked Andrew, where are you, buddy? Come on up here, man. Brother Cal, I'm a little bit over. I believe God's in the place. I want to thank God for your pastor, his sweet wife, Diana. They're just precious people. Precious people. I'm thankful that we got to cross paths on this walk through this world. But one day, I'm going to live forever. I'm going to die, no, never. Jesus died on a tree for me. And I'm going to live forever. This is just a temporary home. This is just a stopover to our address that'll never change. Place where there's no more dying, no more sickness, no more heartache. I'm not sad about it. I'm excited because it's real. It's not a fairy tale. It's not a hope so or a maybe so. It's a real and a steadfast hope that's anchored in Jesus Christ. Are you ready? Are you ready? It would be horrible to present the gospel in song and in testimony and not give someone an opportunity to respond. If you will, stand with us. The Lord takes us just as we are. Just as you stand here today, hopeless, helpless, he takes you. No matter where you've been, what you've done, he accepts you. And he loves you. And he died for you. In the world today, I saw a post. Facebook does have some good things. I saw a post this morning that really touched me. And Thomas this morning was working to help me. Got here early. Got everything fixed up. Went. I said, Thomas, I need a table. He went and got me a table. And this post came to my mind. The highest rank that you can be in God's army is a servant. And this morning, you may have lost focus on Christianity and what it's all about. It's not about you. It's not about me going to church and feeling better. It's about me going to church and willing to serve God and be obedient to his calling on my life. Because if you're born again, you're not just an amoeba floating around out here. You're a living creature in Christ Jesus, and he has a work for each and every one of us to do. Everybody in this building, if you're saved through the blood of Jesus, he didn't save you for you to go and spectate at church. He saved you for a reason. And that single reason is to lead and guide other people to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. If you've lost hope and you've lost focus of that, this altar call's for you. This morning, if you don't know Christ, if you've never been saved, born again, however you want to put on it, whatever you want to put on it, if there's never been a change through the blood of Jesus, I want to invite you to come. As soon as we begin to sing, everyone knows this song. George Beverly Shea sang it night after night, and countless millions of people were born again as Billy Graham would extend an invitation with this song. And as soon as I begin to sing, you already know if the Holy Spirit's knocking on your heart. And He's knocking on somebody's heart this morning. He's leading you, and it doesn't matter who you are. Your step of obedience could lead a whole church to enter revival. Your step. One person. As soon as I begin to sing, I want you to come.
This is Pastor Cal again. I hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to talk to me or another pastor about some issue that you may have, a question you might have, you're free to call 931-332-6288.